This month marks the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA prohibits discrimination against people with physical and cognitive impairments, and it requires employers to make reasonable accommodations to employees who have disabilities. It also set out accessibility requirements for public spaces. Earlier this summer, I met up with a Vermont family that thinks a lot about what accessible space actually means. I wanted to meet them out on a trail so we could talk about the value of getting outside for people who use wheelchairs. But as you'll see, we were stymied in our attempt by one small footbridge that had been flooded out and not yet repaired.
I'm Ash Brittenham, and I'm 17, soon to be 18, and live in Montpelier, Vermont.
And you get around using a wheelchair?
Yep, the snazzy one.
And who are you?
I'm Kim Brittenham. I'm Ash's mom and an ADA geek. I know way too much about the Americans with Disabilities Act and standards for the built environment and programs and services.
And Kim, are you an ADA geek because you've become an advocate for your son?
Yeah, I've always liked wheeled vehicles. I'm a motorcyclist and, you know, come from a family of motorcyclists and worked in that industry. And Ash started using a wheelchair maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and now he uses it all the time. And so for our family, you know, it really impacted where we could go, you know, what businesses we could go to, where we could eat, you know, where we could be outside. So yeah, I started to learn about the ADA and started working with this disability rights organization, the Vermont Center for Independent Living, and I provide their ADA technical assistance and training.
Well, speaking of places that you can go, maybe you guys could describe where we are. Listeners may be able to hear some sounds, people shouting. Sounds like a good time.
Loud
it's a windy. Yeah, loud hyper children. Ash, where are we?
We are at the Waterbury Reservoir. There's a nature trail here, and we're at the swimming area right now.
We had originally planned to come out here and go walking on a really lovely trail here at the reservoir, and it wasn't available because there's been flooding here and they're working to get it repaired, a little footbridge. And, you know, for somebody who's used to running around on trails and doesn't need a wheelchair, that might not actually be much of an impediment. You could probably just jump over the little wet ditch and head onto the trail. And for your family and for Ash, that's not a possibility.
Just one step for somebody that uses a wheelchair and doesn't get out of a wheelchair is, you know, the whole difference of going inside or getting outside or not.
Bridges here, sometimes there's a gap between that and, like, the gravel. Sometimes you need to, like, bring a piece of plywood with you to drive over, which is a little sketchy.
What do you like about being able to be outside, go on the trails, you know, wheel yourself around as fast as you can?
Yeah, I like to move really fast, and I'm kind of a show-off. In some places, like on the Stowe Bike Path or whatever else, sometimes, like, I go places and ambush the people who I was walking with but got ahead of.
That Ash really likes to run around with his little brother, and that's an important part for your family as well of being outside, is all of you being able to go places together.
His little brother has done everything, I think, on this wheelchair. This is a power wheelchair, and it can go 6.5 or 7.5 miles an hour. So on a smooth straightaway, we're not talking a hiking trail, but like a bike path or a smooth surface, they can really go a distance. But he'll ride on the back. He'll stand on the back of the chair. When he was little, we would mount his baby carrier to the back of the chair, and he would sit kind of like a motorcyclist up above Ash's head, and he just loves speed.
Yeah, he used to call all wheeled vehicles vrooms.
In the interest of transparency, when we were talking before the interview, one of the things that you're concerned about is you don't want, you know, reporters or people like me to come up and say, what are all the terrible things that you can't do, or why aren't people making it better for you? And you worry that, you know, you expressed to me that you didn't want an interview to come out that made it sound like a pity party for you.
Yeah.
I completely understand that, first of all, the desire not to be defined by something that's physical.
Even, you know, that it does define me, it does quite a bit, but it's not really the assumption that people should be making, and it's not really that I am somehow some inspiration because of my disability. You know, that's a cliche people use a lot that is not really a good thing to be going on about, but
you were telling me before we started taping about the fact that you graduated from high school a year early, and the fact that you just took a radio course at Goddard, and some of the other things that you're interested in that have nothing to do with how you get around physically in the world.
I know, as Ash's mother, I've known him for 18 years now, that he would go out into the world and make art and be involved in media. But he does have to spend time wondering if he can get into the place, if there's accessible parking there or space for him to move around. But I would say, as being a Vermonter, I've lived here for 25 years, and in Vermont, I think we have an opportunity to create the communities that we want to create, and that when we do that, we need everybody involved in the decision-making process. So I think that we have the chance to have people with disabilities and a variety of perspectives sitting on our design review boards and participating in our municipal government.
When you think about accessible spaces, which you think about a lot, how do you help talk to people about all of the steps that need to be taken to make sure that a space is actually really convenient for all the people who want to use it?
Well, if you're talking about physical space and physical space working for somebody who uses a mobility device or a walker or is caning or moving slowly, then people want a smooth, stable, slip-resistant surface. You know, they want an accessible route. So somebody should look around their facility, whether it's an outdoor facility or a building, and check it for ADA compliance or accessibility. There are ADA checklist tools that people can use to assess their accessible parking, the number of spaces they have, an accessible route to their bathrooms, to their meeting rooms, to the swimming pool, to the tennis court.
Is this a good accessible space here at the Waterbury Reservoir State Park?
It is. When we came over to this bench right here, Ash chose to use the grass, which is not an accessible route. But right behind us, when we leave, he's going to use the accessible route, which is this packed gravel. It's like stay mat. It's at least 36 inches wide. I'm looking at it now.
That looks pretty good. I think recently they added there's this like metal ramp near the water that brings you down to the level of the water, which is pretty easy if you like want it. I don't know, transfer in. It's different the way different people get into the water.
I know in Vermont, in the state parks here, they also have a policy for other power-driven mobility devices, OPDMDs. Those are devices that are powered by something but that aren't created like to be a piece of medical equipment, but somebody might use to go hunting, perhaps, you know, like an ATV on a state access trail. You know, not everybody's allowed to do that, but if you're a hunter and you need a mobility device, they might allow you to bring that onto state lands. Segway is also a other power
trip. Those things are weird.
The Segways?
Segways are weird. Have you ever seen one of those? It looks so dorky.
Kim, you and Ash were both describing some of the things here at this park. Is that pretty standard at parks and outdoor spaces where you guys like to go in Vermont?
It's increasing. I have worked with state parks for the past at least 4 or 5 years to increase accessibility at specific state parks. So my colleague Mike Sharon and I have met with them, and there's a website that tourism has done called inclusivevermont.com. It has a Google map on it, and it, you can search it for specific accessible elements. I know about them because we've worked on some of them, but there is an accessible boat launch that's going in at Branbury to memorialize Hector Racine, who is an avid hunter and fisher who used a wheelchair and was a strong disability rights activist here in Vermont. We're having an ADA celebration at the Shaftesbury State Park on July 24th. And there's an accessible bus from Bennington that's going out there, and there's a adaptive sports kayaking program that is going to be setting up that day. So I would encourage people to visit the inclusivevermont.com and look at that Google map for specific accessible outdoor rec opportunities.
That was Kim and Ash Brittenham, and we will have links to the resources that Kim mentioned up at vpr.net.